much. Shane McElhattan joins us now with what it says in the papers.
In attempting to convey to its readers the horror of the Russian missile attack on Kyiv's main children's hospital yesterday, the Daily Mail asks them to imagine that this was Kremlin Children's Hospital. Correspondent Richard Pendlebury reports that he had witnessed the mass evacuation of the Akhmadit Hospital at the very beginning of the Russian onslaught on the city in 2022. The least gravely ill children were evacuated on buses and trains to the safety of Western Europe. For the Irish Times lead on the same story, Daniel McLaughlin in Kyiv reports how the missile strike reduced parts of the hospital to smoking ruins and left gravely ill children, including many undergoing cancer treatment, waiting for evacuation outside. If the Russians are prepared to hit this hospital in daylight, Richard Pendlebury in the Mail concludes, then nowhere is sacred. The conviction in the Central Criminal Court yesterday of taxi driver Raymond Shorten of raping and sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl is covered in all the Republic's papers today. The papers report that Shorten was convicted last month of raping two women in his taxi on separate nights in 2022. It's the lead in the Mirror, the Sun and the Star. Taxi Beast is the Mirror headline, Monster Taxi Man is the Sun version. The possibility of an end to the Aer Lingus pilots dispute gets coverage across all the papers. The Irish Times reports the airline accepted the Labour Court proposal to boost pilots' pay by 17.75%, while the pilots' union continues to ponder the deal. The Examiner takes a slightly different approach to the aviation story. Its lead reports that the DAA, previously Dublin Airport Authority, will drop airport charges to near zero for airlines willing to move routes from Dublin to Cork. This would be to prevent aircraft being moved to other countries due to the strict cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport. The impending dismissal from the Defence Forces of disgraced Army Private Cathal Crotty is reported on extensively. The Daily Star reports he has just 2 days left in uniform. The Northern papers devote a lot of space to yesterday's visit by the new UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The Belfast Telegraph reports he was guarded when asked if he would trigger a border poll. The Irish News quotes him as saying that part and parcel of his visit was to reaffirm the importance of the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. The Irish Times letters page reveals another dimension to the new UK Prime Minister. The letter is from the former CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Ellen O'Malley Dunlop, now adjunct professor at University of Limerick Law School. She describes how, when she was still in post at DRCC, she got an unexpected phone call from a Mr. Starmer, who was in town to give a lecture at the Law Society, and he wanted to meet her. She did not know that he was the former director of public prosecutions in the UK. When they met, he described to her how he got training for prosecutors to equip them to handle the harrowing and traumatising experiences of victims of sexual violence in court settings. He explained his move by saying that so many prosecutors became judges, and it was vital that they had this training. Ms. O'Malley Dunlop writes that this conversation resulted in the Education Department of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre going on to provide training for prosecutors here, thanks to a very pleasant, genuine, thoughtful, kind, interested and interesting Keir Starmer. Finally, several of the papers are reporting on the impending sale at auction in London of a guitar once played by Irish rock legend Rory Gallagher. The Star speculates that the battered 1961 Fender Stratocaster could fetch between £700,000 and £1 million at auction in October. It's being offered for sale by Rory's brother and once manager Donal. The Mirror reports that Rory bought the guitar for £100 on credit from Crowley's music store in Cork in 1963.
Shane, thank you very much indeed.